not a favourite show?
Listen live and get in touch at sirenonline.co.uk.
You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine, going to be with you for the next hour. And tonight, we pay tribute to the one and only Who. The Who? Find out more very soon as we pay tribute to one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. Tonight, for Legends on Siren FM.
Deep.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, we are paying tribute to The Who, and you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 07797 800 716 or tweeting at SirenFM. With seven albums on Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and the very first Freddie Mercury Life Achievement Award, The Who are absolute legends, and that's why tonight we're paying tribute to them. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Explain. The song is about what it's like to be young and unable to express your feelings. The guy in the song can't find a way to tell his girlfriend that he loves her. Roger Daltrey told Uncut Magazine, "Well, it's that thing. I got a feeling inside. I can't explain. It's rock and roll. The more we try to explain it, the more we crawl up our own backsides and disappear." I was very proud of that record. That was us, you know. It was an original song by Pete, and it captured the energy and that testosterone that we had in those days. The Who performed this on popular British TV show Ready Steady Go, and their manager Kit Lambert invited all of their friends to the performance, ensuring a hip, young audience for the cameras. This was the song that introduced audiences to the powerful drumming of Keith Moon. He became one of the first high-profile drummers in rock and quickly earned a reputation as a wild man. This was not released on an album until 1971, and it is the first song on their popular compilation album Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy. We continue our journey into the discography of The Who, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio at sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all say. I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Get around.
All-time favourite Who track. This song holds a special meaning to me. It was the very first song I ever played on the radio. Totally genuine there. In fact, we kicked off most episodes of Early Squabblebox back on Brayford Radio with this tune, as it was the only song that myself and my co-host Maisie could agree on as being legendary. Pete Townsend wrote this on a train ride from London to Southampton on May 19th, 1965, his 20th birthday. In a 1987 Rolling Stone magazine interview, he explained, "My generation was very much about trying to find a place in society. I was very lost. The band was young then, and it was believed that its career would be our career would be incredibly brief." This song went through various stages as they tried to perfect it. It began as a slow song with a blues feel, and at one point that had hand claps and multiple key changes. The final product was at much faster tempo than the song was conceived, and it was Kit Lambert's idea to speed it up. The ending of this song is electric mayhem, with Keith Moon pounding anything he can find on his drum kit and Townsend flipping his pickups on and off, something he also did on the album opener Out in the Street. Townsend and Daltrey got back and forth on the vocals, intentionally stomping on each other to add to the chaos. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine, and we continue our tribute to The Who.
Shoes are made of leather, but I was so
The single Substitute was released three times in 1966 with different B-sides each time and was the first song Townsend produced himself. As far as the lyrics go, his favourite song at the time was Tracks of My Tears by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. He loved the way Smokey sang the word substitute so perfectly that he decided to celebrate the word with a song all of its own. This was the first single The Who released after breaking their contract with their manager and producer, Shel Tolmie. As part of the deal, Tolmie got royalties from this and the other Who records over the next 5 years, which turned out to be a great deal of money. According to Moon, The Life and Death of a Rock Legend by Tony Fletcher, after listening to a recording of the song, Keith Moon began to become paranoid, insisting that it wasn't him drumming and that the band had got someone else behind his back and gotten another drummer. John Entwistle, oh, that's a tough one to say. John Entwistle refuted this paranoia as ridiculous. He could hear Keith screaming on the record as he did a difficult fill. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. We are your tribute show here on Siren FM. We take a featured artist every week and pay tribute to them with their original tracks and the story of their rise to iconic status. But now I think it's time to get on that magic bus.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. Can I
I want and I want. Broken 10 sixpence every day, just to drive to my baby. Broken 10 sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Magic horse, magic horse.
Oh, the Magic Bus, here for the Who's tribute show on Legends on Siren FM. Coming in at number 25 on the UK singles chart, this song is about a man who wants to buy the bus that he takes to his girlfriend every day, but the driver does not want to sell it. The song is a staple of Who concerts and has been sung in many different versions. A version near 8 minutes long can be found at the Live at Leeds album, but we still have loads more Who tracks to come, so let's keep this bus going. You can text in on 07 97 800 716. That's 07 97 800 716. But now it's time for another all-time classic. Is that a pinball machine I hear?
Just a fool. never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
A Pinball Wizard there by The Who. This is part of Tommy, the first rock opera. Tommy is about a young man who is deaf, dumb and blind, but becomes a pinball champion and gains hordes of adoring fans. It was made into a play and continues to run as an off-Broadway production. Tommy was made into a movie in 1975, starring Jack Nicholson, Anne Margaret, Tina Turner and Roger Daltrey, who played Tommy. Elton John made an appearance as the Pinball Wizard and performed this track. His version hit number 7 in the UK. The character Tommy played pinball by feeling the vibrations of the machine. Townshend liked how this related to listeners, picking up the vibrations of the music to feel the story. The famous guitar riff was sampled by Shocking Blue, the Shocking Blue, on their 1969 hit Venus, which was covered by Bananarama in 1986. And the album got The Who out of a financial crisis and mess. After a legal battle with their manager, Shel Tolmie, and some bad business deals, they were facing bankruptcy if it didn't sell. But luckily it did, and it's still one of the most iconic tracks of the last century. Let's head into the 1970s now and try not to get fooled once again.
Thank you.
Pete Townsend wrote this song about a revolution. In the first verse, there is an uprising. In the middle, they overthrow those in power. But in the end, the new regime becomes just like the old one. Pete went on to explain that the song was anti-establishment, but that the revolution is not going to change anything in the long run, and people are going to get hurt. The synthesizer, I can never say that word. The synthesizer represents the revolution. It builds at the beginning, and then the uprising begins, and comes back at the end when a new revolution is brewing. This was one of the first times a synthesizer was used in the rhythm track. When they played this live, they had to play the synthesizer part of tape. This was the last song on the album, and it was also the last song they played at their concerts for many years. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM with myself, Kai Valentine. Let's keep this show rolling.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey, everybody, this is Zane Lowe, and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Only love can make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field.
End of the story, Jimmy steals a boat and takes it to a rock out on the sea. What happens next is described in this song. In 2007, Adam Sandler starred in a dramatic film titled after this song, named Rain Over Me. Sandler played a widowed dentist who can only relate to old music since losing his family in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The soundtrack of the film featured a cover version of this song by the band Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder is a huge Who fan and has covered many Who songs in the past. In a January 2010 press release, Pete Townsend explained why Quadrophenia Crowd Ruffinia remains his most multidimensional work. He said that it's music, it's angry music, it never lets up, it's full of energy, and it's also simply a story of a kid who has a bad day. It rains and he goes and sits on a rock and he contemplates the future and the present, and he describes and he decides to do something that he's never done before. He prays. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. We know who we are, but who are you? Once again, keeping up with tradition of really bad links there. This is the single edit of The Who's Who Are You here for Legends on Siren FM.
I woke up in a Soho.
The song is based on a day in the life of Pete Townshend. It began with a very long meeting dealing with royalties for the song, even 11 hours in the tin pan. God, there's got to be another way. The tin pan he's referring to is Tin Pan Alley, which is the name given to the collection of New York City-centered music publishers and songwriters who dominated the popular music of the US at the time. After this excruciating meeting, he received a large check for royalties, left and went to a bar and got completely drunk. In that bar, he encountered Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols, who thought very highly of Pete for paving the way for punk rock music. Townshend was conflicted because he feared the Who had sold out, and seeing the Sex Pistols, who were icons of rebellion, exasperated him even more. Pete left that bar and passed out in a random doorway in Soho, and a policeman recognised him and, being kind, woke him up and told him, "You can go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away." Pete's response was, "Well, even at this time, I can't even say that on air," just like the original version of this track. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show, and if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can also find more details about that and me at Kai J Valentine on Twitter, the show at Siren Legends, or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. We still got plenty more great material coming up over the next few days here on Siren FM, but make sure that you come back next week for more Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we've been paying tribute to The Who. It's been fantastic. I've loved it, and we're going to end things with You Better Bet. Make sure whatever you're doing over the next few days, few hours, few minutes, or few months, that you stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM. Good night, God bless. I'll see you all right back here next week. I call you on the telephone.
You say you better.